brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones, who, as you've heard, is in New York on the ground, so to speak. He's covering the Republican National Convention, and he was just on with us, and he will be back with me tomorrow to give us an update. But I found it really interesting, his report, the Zogby poll, indicating that 40% of New Yorkers do not believe George Bush's rendition of 9/11. They believe that he was involved or had knowledge of it, and very interesting, because there is a massive amount of people in New York protesting the Bush presidency, despite the fact that the conservative radio media, at least in my area today, reported it was very quiet in New York. But listening to Alex's report, it was quite noisy, and Alex was talking about a couple of 100,000 people there protesting against Bush. So it's indication to me that the veil is wearing thin. The veil is wearing very thin. The game is about up. And, of course, this is an indication to a lot of people that the mainstream media mouthpieces that go on and blather all day on the radio and try to convince you that John Kerry or George Bush, either one, are going to be good for the country, the game is about up. People are starting to realize that they're opposite ends on the same bird of prey. Our number again today is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Also, going back real quick to a caller we had, Elizabeth in Maryland, I want to just make aware to the program directors that are listening to Alex's show, if you're interested in carrying any of the other GCN programs, my program is called A Closer Look. It airs 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 to 10 Eastern. If you want to carry this program and add it to your lineup of GCN programs on your radio station, all you need to do is contact GCN and talk to them about the satellite coordinates and all the other technical information you need to be able to get the program and carry it live. Again, my program is called A Closer Look. It airs from 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 to 10 Eastern, and it's a program that complements the programming that is on Genesis Communications Network. So that's how you get access to it. And also, my website is www.4aclosterlook.com. And you can check out my program there and listen live via the internet stream there that's available there. And all of our archives are there as well. Again, that's www.4aclosterlook.com. Now, before we get to my guest, William Kennedy, who's going to come up after the next break, let's take some more calls. We've got Fred calling in from Pennsylvania. Fred, thank you for holding so long. I apologize. You're on the air.
Yeah, did you hear me sigh just a minute ago?
No, but I could feel it.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to give to you and the show and viewers, I mean the listeners, something tangible and not just opinion. Here's a fact. There was a patent issued for a, quote, control system for air vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And the patent discusses the system and or method provided, which cuts down on the likelihood of terrorism.
Right.
But it also redirects a plane to land, quote, at a selected airport and or runway. Let me give you the patent number.
Okay.
Let me give you the number, 673-2022. And you can look that up, on the internet, on the patent and trademark office website.
Okay.
And basically, I wanted to say is that this is a great show. We have people calling in with all these points of view, but we should start getting into tangible,
proactive,
tangible evidence of this cover up and horrible 911 attack.
You betcha. Fred, we got to move along, though. We got to take the break, okay? All right. Thank you for your call. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back after the break with William Kennedy.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And again, sitting in for Alex, I'm Michael Corbin. And Alex is in New York, and he's going to be there for the week covering the Republican National Convention. And he will be bringing you updates each day. Now, I'm with you Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Erskine will be with you Thursday and Friday, covering for Alex, but again, as I said, he'll be calling in regularly during those days, giving us updates on what's going on in New York. Our number today is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and before I get to my guest real quick, I want to mention, again, Alex has got a brand new film out called American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. Now, this dynamic film covers how the election is staged, and there is no real choice between the candidates. It includes information on Bush and Kerry's shared ancestry. They're cousins. And their membership in Skull and Bones. And, of course, you know, to a lot of you listening to this program, that right there is a problem, at least for me, for a lot of people, because what that means is that regardless of their political ideologies, behind the veil of the big door, the big curtain, whatever, they are, well, cousins for one, but they're loyal only to the goals and the agenda of their secret society. So, again, they're opposite ends on the same bird of prey. So it doesn't matter who wins, the New World Order is going to be the winner. Of course, that's their hope. But through programming like this, we're hoping to make people aware, and you start getting proactive and let these cats know we're not going to stand for it. Just it's nuts. Anyway, Alex's video. Now, if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this new film in its entirety on a live stream online. If you're a non-subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch a 20-minute segment both on PrisonPlanet.com and on InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or you can even order online at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can go to those websites and you can see Alex's complete offering of videos, 9 or 11 Road to Tyranny, and as he mentioned just now, Masters of Terror. All of it's available there on the website at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, let's move on to my guest. Now, before I get to him, let me bring up a Reuters report. Recently, it was announced on the 29th of August, which was Sunday, that the California Roman Catholic Church may pay $1.5 billion to settle claims. Now, according to the Reuters report, people who say that they were sexually abused by priests could receive more than $1.5 billion in damages from the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles, more than any other U.S. diocese has paid. That's according to an attorney for more than 100 alleged victims. Now, the settlement figure is based on a request by the lead attorney for hundreds of plaintiffs who live within the most populous U.S. archdiocese. That church officials set aside $3.1 million for each claimant in Los Angeles and the adjacent Diocese of Orange County, just south of Los Angeles. Now, the church in Los Angeles faces about 493 child molestation claims. The Orange County Diocese faces 63 similar claims. The combined number of claims in both dioceses is greater than in any other diocese. Now, we're going to find out, talking with my guest, William Kennedy, who is the author of Lucifer's Lodge, we're going to find out what's going on. What is happening here? William, and thank you for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Let's talk about your book. What's going on here? Now, I just talked about this $1.5 billion settlement that's being proposed in Los Angeles in the diocese there in California. What is going on? 493 people alleging sexual abuse.
Yes, Michael. Well, in my book, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, which you can get at luciferslodge.net, I take a good look at what is going on in Los Angeles. Now, the settlements you see now are actually part of a larger global situation within the Church of Rome, wherein there is a top-down problem of bishops and cardinals protecting and transferring pedophile priests,
right,
some of whom are involved in satanic and occult rituals,
mm-hmm,
as part and parcel of their sexual abuse of children and women.
Right.
Now, what my book looks at, my book will give a sort of a bird's eye view of the entire situation around the world and how the church hierarchy. Now, I'm a Roman Catholic myself, so I'm just making observations and criticisms of my own religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can't really be accused of anti-Catholicism because, again, I am a Catholic myself. But what has happened is there is nothing less than a satanic cabal within the Roman Catholic Church. Satanist priests and even several Satanist bishops have infiltrated the church and have this secret society of Luciferian child molesters and women rapists who are posing as Catholic priests.
Right.
Now, the situation in Los Angeles, that's the tip of the iceberg of a much larger situation, and that was a particularly hot area for pedophile priests and abusers of women.
Okay. Now, you know, let's cut to the heart of this thing here, because the title of your book implies something I think that's very, very worth noting. Because again, I realize you're not, in other words, you're not defending, nor are you condemning the greater church itself as much as you're rooting out these evil guys. And there is a network, it appears, what's going on with this?
Well, what the title Lucifer's Lodge I actually got from the late Father Malachy Martin, who was aware of the entire situation in the church when I spoke to him back in 1996.
Yeah.
Now, Lucifer's Lodge would be a manifestation of the New World Order into the Church of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It's part and parcel of a greater cabal of globalists who are also Luciferians. And it's interesting you were mentioning the Skull and Bones earlier. Many of the ceremonies that have been reported in the mainstream media, you know, like the Associated Press, mimic many of the rituals that you see in the Skull and Bones initiation ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Including laying in a coffin, such things as that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You know?
So it's not too far away from mainstream politics, you know? Mm-hmm. The big thing the Catholic Church is trying to do right now is they're using the bad apple argument. You know, we have a few bad apples amongst our priests.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, we're rooting them out before they rot out the whole barrel. But the more you look at the facts, that's simply not the case. This is an organized international conspiracy to keep these pedophile and rapist priests going. And there's just been more information that came out of Texas that the Catholic Church is also transferring people internationally who are pedophiles.
Yeah.
So if someone has a problem in the United States, they transfer them down to Mexico, protect them, and they start up doing the same thing again.
Right. You know, I was talking with Jonathan Levy, who is an attorney that's suing the Vatican Bank, you know, for the atrocities that occurred
right
in Croatia in the 40s. And, you know, the interesting thing is that Marcinkus, Bishop Marcinkus, is living now in retirement in Phoenix, Arizona, under diplomatic immunity. So nobody can talk to him, despite the fact that, you know, he was a major player in the Vatican Bank scandals, you know, that led to ultimately to the failure and the loss of over $1 billion of money. You know, but there is a very vast entrenchment of corruption that has not only infiltrated the Catholic Church, but we have seen this in our government institutions, our educational institutions, and our religious institutions.
Well, certainly the situation in the Catholic Church is just a manifestation of the same phenomenon we really see in all at the top of our hierarchy throughout, you know, economics and politics and what have you.
Yeah, right, precisely.
It's the same scenario keeps playing out.
Yeah. Let's do this, Bill, if we could. Kind of cite some of the examples that you bring to the fore in your book regarding, now when you say Luciferian, maybe you could tell the audience what you define as a Luciferian.
Okay, well, I make a distinction in my book. There's Satanist priests who are pedophiles, and then there are Luciferian priests. Basically, a Satanist Catholic priest is one who worships or evokes the name of Satan in rituals while they are abusing children.
Mm-hmm.
And a Luciferian, now that's a little bit, I have a specific definition. Those are Catholic priests who, in their abuse of women, actually mimic Lucifer's rebellion and take on the persona of Jesus Christ in various arcane sex rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two cases in my book. There are Father James Foley and Father Robert Methven actually ran very small Luciferian cults here in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And had women and even nuns worship them as, you know, Jesus himself in various occult sex ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. And as we know, the Luciferians are very political animals as well, and in a lot of ways, when we talk about the New World Order, we're dealing with, at the core of that, a Luciferian ideology that is hell-bent on taking over the world.
Well, certainly, you have to remember that within this context of Satanists and Luciferian priests, they are all working in conjunction with higher-ups in the church. They're protected by bishops. They're protected by cardinals.
Right. We got to take the break. Hold that thought, okay? When we come back, we'll continue. William Kennedy is my guest, author of Lucifer's Lodge. Our number is 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls coming back from the break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Continue our number, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call. My guest today is William Kennedy, and he is the author of Lucifer's Lodge. And as he said, his website is luciferslodge.net. And as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the hour with William, there is $1.5 billion coming down on the table in California to settle lawsuits and allegations of sexual abuse by priests. And Bill has written this book detailing some of the problems that we're seeing. And I want you to keep in mind that these problems that are cropping up are just an example of one slice of society where these factions have infiltrated these organizations and are out for your mind and your soul. And that's what this is all about. So it's not just refined to the Roman Catholic Church, but we're seeing a lot of that falling out into the news media today. Welcome back, Bill. And if we could, let's take some calls. We've got Paul calling in from Delaware. Good afternoon, Paul. You're on the air.
One point I wanted to make. The caller, Elizabeth, that has the Divided Kingdom show at WKDI, she was also saying that she wanted you to cover that Social Security issue where the illegal immigrants are going to be getting free health care and stuff
right.
off of our backs. So please cover that. And then I like your show, but, man, you have some bizarre guests on. The only time I've ever heard you before was when you were talking about the lady who lost her kid.
Yeah.
And, man, I need some better documentation, man. And tell me, get me some video, get me some other stuff, please.
Okay, well, you know what I encourage people to do is I put this stuff out there. I encourage people to go out and start digging for themselves. And it is a reality because, the kinds of topics that we bring to the programming here illustrate serious problems that are not covered by the mainstream media.
Uh-huh.
And they're very well documented, by the way. They are.
Okay, I know. There is, some things are bizarre, but I'll tell you, I just, I've seen her story other than that, and I just have not been convinced, and I just, maybe I need to dig deeper probably, but please cover that before you forget about the Social Security and the illegals, getting all that free health care.
Okay, I'll do what I can. Okay, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And let's take a call from Kurt in Texas. Good afternoon, Kurt. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to comment on an article I read yesterday in the paper about Alan Greenspan telling the baby boomers that they were going to have to find some other form of Social Security, that the Social Security system would be bust. How dare they, after these people have paid in for all these years, and they send billions and billions of dollars overseas, and they tell them that they're going to not have a way to live when they start to retire.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good example of what happens when government handles your money. And I just think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And it's absolutely ridiculous that Alan Greenspan, the Fed, and the CFR have to tell them, too.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you're calling from New Orleans. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to point out two things, one related to your guest and the other related to an earlier caller.
All right.
John in Ohio, if you would look up the von Ribbentrop-Molotov Pact signed in September 39, you'd realize that Hitler was a Marxist, that the Socialist Workers' Party in Germany
Very good.
Was as much a Marxist party and only used public-private partnerships, not direct government takeover, but they achieved the same thing that Stalin did.
Mm-hmm.
And in that line, let me point out to this William Kennedy. In the 1960s, I had heard from some people inside the Catholic Church that the Church had been infiltrated by Marxists even then, not just the Mariano Fathers and the professional social gospel people, but also outright communists who infiltrated the Church in Spain
yep.
and used Jesus as a justification for pushing Marxism in the Franco regime.
That's in that's in liberation theology. That's what that is all about.
Sure, I wouldn't disagree with you about that at all.
And that's right. That's why I'm pointing this out to you, that the so-called anti-communists like myself are not out of the woods as far as in the way that an earlier caller suggested, but we're actually working for the reestablishment of individualism and individual control over your life, and that's one of the reasons why the Church is being attacked and all of this is being exposed, because both the Catholic Church and the Muslims are the biggest anti-abortion promoters in the world, and despite all the imagery, they both advocate do not kill your children and do not have abortions. And that's one of the reasons why they, one of the many reasons why the New World Order is trying to demonize both these sides and is trying to attack both of them. And some of the Muslims have fallen for this with their killing of the children in Palestine.
That's right.
And many of the Catholics...
Jeff, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got to take the break. Thanks for your call, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We'll be right back with William Kennedy. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Ark Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Ark's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Ark's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arkinstitute.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We continue. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Michael Corbin here, sitting in for Alex Jones, who is in New York covering the Republican National Convention. I want to get you to check out his websites at www.infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, and also prisonplanet.tv. And if you're a member of prisonplanet.tv, you can see Alex's new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. That is his newest video. And if you're not a subscriber to prisonplanet.tv, you can see a 20-minute segment of that video on prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, and of course you can order that as well, and other videos and books that he has available on those websites. Or you can call toll free 888-253-3139, 888 888- 253-3139. And we're talking about the New World Order right now with my guest, William Kennedy, who is the author of Lucifer's Lodge. Welcome back, Bill, and appreciate you coming on the program today.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Before we take callers, I want to kind of expand on this, because I was going to get to that, the idea behind the infiltration and the takeover of the church. Talk a little bit about that. How far back does that go? It actually goes quite a ways.
Well, it's quite interesting. Throughout the history of the Roman Catholic Church, there's always been heretical groups who tried to take it over and dominate it, you know, Gnostics and what have you. The big thing now that we're looking at, and this is probably a post-World War II phenomenon, is that leftists and various groups would want to control the Roman Catholic Church, first of all, because it's the most geographically expansive organization on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to more countries than the UN or the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
It's literally everywhere you want to be if you want to control and dominate other human beings.
Right.
Now, the trick is rather than set up a counter-organization and, you know, organize it and expand it all over to the globe, the trick is just to take over a pre-existing organization, which will give you a geographic presence and an ideological presence, and then just shift it the way that you want it
right.
to go.
Right, exactly.
And that's what we're seeing with the Roman Catholic Church. It was infiltrated primarily by Luciferians and Freemasons round about 1962. This was a big year. Now, about 20 years after that, there was, you know, the Calvi thing that you were talking about earlier, the P2 Freemasonic banking scandal, which ties right into this New World Order agenda.
Yeah.
Now, essentially, what these globalists and New World Order people want to do is just, you know, usurp the Catholic Church, keep, you know, the physical structures and the symbols intact, but radically alter their meaning as a method to control the political and even personal lives of the membership.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that, you know, this conspiracy even goes as far back as the French Revolution, and that was to co-opt and take over the church. I mean, that was their sworn enemy, because, you know, the Luciferians want to completely eradicate the traditional major religions around the planet, and it's not just Christianity, but they want to eradicate all of it, because they want to homogenize everybody into this one vast ideology that is, you know, it's secular materialism. Okay, being a Luciferian implies that you're a secular materialist. That is the bottom line.
Well, certainly you replace the individual with God, which is actually a mimicking of Lucifer's rebellion that you can read about in Isaiah 14.
Yeah.
That's what they're playing at.
Yeah, and then,
you know, replacing God with human beings or dictators.
Right, and they turn the state, they elevate the state. It's an inversion. They elevate the state to the status of God. The state can give rights, and the state takes away rights. Well, that is the farthest thing from the truth, because the inalienable rights that our founding fathers wrote about in the Bill of Rights implies that our rights, our inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, come from the Creator himself or herself, whatever, but it comes from the Creator, period. And that the idea behind that is that the state has no authority to give rights or take away rights.
No, it doesn't. And when you look at states that take on that role, they're usually quite brutal, like Stalin's regime or Pol Pot or Mao Tse-tung. All of a sudden, a large segment of the society is demonized and usually murdered, killed.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's take calls. We've got Tom calling in from Illinois. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good evening. Good afternoon. I like the program.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, you know, there's so much I'd like to say in the short amount of time I have to say it. I used to be a Catholic, and I'm not here to bash the Catholic Church, Mr. Kennedy. I just want to tell you that I agree with everything you're saying, but I would go a lot deeper than that. I would say that Satan made his infiltration in the Catholic Church in 312 A.D. with Constantine. And I think that everything that's happening now is just trickled down, and this has all been planned by Satan. everything that's happening in the world is, and I think Satan's using the Catholic Church because it is the largest entity, largest institution of a religious organization, and it's basically taken over the world. And it's the best opportunity to do it is through the Catholic Church because it is all over the world, and But I believe that all this molestation and things, I believe there is Satanist priests, but along with all that, there is nowhere in the Bible that it says that a man cannot be married and serve the Lord, although it is in Paul, but it doesn't say he can't be married, and I don't know why the Catholic Church never let a man be married. You go to any other church in the country that's not Catholic, that's Christian, and you can be married. And I think a lot of that molestation took place because the priest had to be abstinent from
sex. I would have to take issue in that. There's no correlation between celibacy and pedophilia because most pedophiles that are arrested by the police are married with children and are sexually active with their wives at the time of their arrest. So I wish it were that black and white, but you could argue more the case that marriage causes pedophilia.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying, and right, there is a lot. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of Protestant pastors that have been caught with pedophilia.
I'm not saying
it's going to cure it, but I think it might help in the fact that it's so large scale, and it's not going to cure it. But Mr. Kennedy, the one thing I do want to point across is that and I'm not here to bash the Catholic Church. Don't get me wrong; I don't want to offend anybody who's Catholic, but I used to be Catholic, and a lot of the doctrine is man-made and not biblical based. My mother is 80 years old, and she's a longtime Catholic. And I asked her. I said, "You point out to me in the Catholic Bible, the Catholic version of the Bible, where purgatory exists." Where the mediator between Christ and God is, and there isn't any, there is Christ Jesus only. And, the point I would say is that Satan has made his way into anything that God or man has created on this earth, and he's turned anything good into bad. And I believe that there's a lot of good Catholic priests out there, and there's a lot of good Catholic people, but you're absolutely right. The Catholic Church is being infiltrated by Satan, but I'll go way back before the Masons came
in. Well, I should say that my book does have a history of this sort of thing from the apostolic age to our day. You know, I didn't neglect what's happened in the past. You'll have a complete history of Satanism and sexual abuse in the Catholic Church for 2,000 years. I did cover a lot of what you're speaking of.
Okay.
We've got to move along, Tom. Thank you for your call, okay? Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Dick is calling from Colorado. Good afternoon, Dick. You're on the air.
Good, okay. I have a couple of points to make, and the previous caller made one of them. I was going to say that this sexually deviant practices is not limited to the Catholic Church, obviously, and I can attest to that from a time when I was a kid. But I haven't heard any mention of homosexuality here. The whole discussion has been centered on pedophilia and assaults on women. What about the existence of homosexual Catholicism?
Go ahead.
Well,
Bill.
I should say that in my research, and I cover this in my book, Lucifer's Lodge, there is less of a correlation I discovered between the gay rights community and the pedophile community. And I'll give you two cases in point. Father Bernard Lane and Father Paul Shanley were priests here in Boston who are active in the gay community, and Shanley went on to be a founder of NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
while
that.
All of the gay activists in Boston patted him on the back while he was doing this. So a lot of what you're saying I would agree with, and it is also covered in the book. There's a horrible problem of homosexuality in the Catholic Church, and it does spill over into pedophilia.
Yeah, I remember a comment in a newspaper article by a young neophyte at a Catholic seminary, and his comment was, if homosexuals were excluded from that seminary, there would be hardly anybody there. I can't.
Well, sure. There's a whole book called Goodbye, Good Men, which covers a lot of this.
Okay.
So I didn't get too much of it into my book because another book does look at exactly what you're talking about. Now, what my book does do is it looks at some of these pedophile priests who are involved in overt Satanism, like Father Sean Fortune in Boston, who would molest children, and if their parents came and confronted him, he would threaten them with hexes. He would say that their next child would both be born crippled, that Satan would haunt them day and night. And he used to take children to a haunted house, Loftus Hall, and they had a ritual chamber where he used to sexually abuse the children in rituals. So that's more the focus of my book, more stories like Fortune. And there's a lot of other material out there about the seminary problem in the Catholic Church. My book's just a different focus.
Dick, Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Let's go to another call. We got Maggie calling in from Texas. Good afternoon, Maggie. You're on the air.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, Mr. Kennedy, you mentioned the year 1962 as significant, and I seem to recall that there was a great ecumenical council held around that year.
Vatican II.
The Second Vatican Council, yeah.
Where was that held?
That was the Second Vatican Council was held in Rome, it was called by Pope John the 23rd. And it went from roughly 1962 to 1965. Now, mm-hmm. The problem I'm talking about is that at the time of the council, there was an enthronement ceremony in the Vatican of Lucifer in a Freemasonic-type ceremony. That's what I was referring to.
Wow. Okay. During that time period of... What I do recall very clearly was that shortly after that, the Mass was changed to English.
Yes, the Mass was changed into the vernacular in 1968, mm-hmm. and that came about as a direct result of the council we talked about.
Uh-huh.
Now,
uh-huh.
It's interesting. I'm in touch with a Satanist fellow who we debate now and again, and he told me that he looked at films of the new Mass, and he mm-hmm. said they resemble a cult rituals very, very much. You know, the Mass, they changed the Mass quite a bit when they changed it from the Latin into the vernacular. But he said it mimicked occult ceremonies, the new Mass, as we call it.
The new Mass. Okay. And the other thing I recall is that they gave up the practice of fish on Fridays.
Well, that's a little bit different. It wasn't that you had to eat fish on Friday.
Well, you couldn't eat meat on Friday.
You didn't eat meat out of respect for the Trinity and Christ's sacrifice on Friday, which a lot of Catholics still practice. It's not mandatory, but it's still widely practiced.
Yeah, well, I remember I had many Catholic friends. I grew up with many Catholic friends, and it was somewhat after that time that I noticed interest in the religion dropping off and...
Well, yeah, there's a direct correlation between when they made all these changes in the church and a decline in attendance.
And, of course, that's the whole idea behind all of this, is to divide and conquer, to get people away from any religion, regardless of what denomination it is. It's about rooting people in materialism and living in the here and now and not acknowledging our composite nature of a physical nature and a spiritual nature. Maggie, we've got to move along. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk to Irving in Colorado. Good afternoon, Irving. You're on the air.
Yes. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Thank you for this opportunity. I wanted to ask William Kennedy in his book if he addressed the incident in Watertown, Massachusetts, a warehouse burned down in about 1978 or 79 in Watertown, Mass., just outside of Boston. And in the aftermath of the fire, firemen, police, onlookers found photos and film, 8mm, of prominent people in Boston, police chiefs, fire chiefs, retired people. They had an arson for hire, a murder for hire. They had tapes of...
I did hear about that fire, but I haven't confirmed the existence of these tapes and these films you're talking about. I have talked to people who claim to have seen them, though.
Right.
This is a big popular myth around Massachusetts, by the way, where I'm from.
I don't think it's a myth. My friend, I have a buddy who was on the police force at the time.
Oh, I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I haven't seen any of the materials myself.
Right, but it ran across the board from Baptist priests to Catholic priests, police chiefs, lawyers, judges, dentists, doctors. And what it reminded me of was Eyes Wide Shut, or Secret Society.
Well, there's a lot of that in my book. I do explore the Secret Society element. In the priest abuse case. The Watertown fire, though, that's one of those things. I'm actually in Massachusetts now.
Right.
And that's one of those things that I didn't write about because I didn't have any material evidence.
Yeah, I was living in Boston and working in Arsenal Street at UPS at the time. So, yeah, it was on my
radar. You were right there.
Right, it was on my radar at the time, and it was just totally dropped off the radar. If you visit Boston Globe or Boston Herald now,
well,
there's nothing on it.
That's a really good point you just brought out because the stories in my book, now, they are from mainstream media sources like the Boston Globe or the Associated Press,
mm-hmm.
and they certainly do talk about pedophilia and satanic ceremonies,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's usually one article, and then it just, you know, disappears into oblivion.
Yeah.
And the example I can give you is Monsignor Frederick Ryan, who was the vice chancellor of the Archdiocese of Boston, tattooed a boy with a devil figure and took him down to Rhode Island and sexually abused him in some ritual over a weekend. Now, that was in the newspaper for about 2 days, and you haven't heard a word about it since.
Right.
So these stories, they do get reported, but for reasons I can't fully explain, they quickly disappear.
Just one more thing. When Geraldine Ferraro ran for whatever she was trying to run for, she was totally put down because her husband was a porn kingpin on the East Coast.
I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, Irving, we've got to move along. We've got to take the break. Thanks for your call.
Hey.
All right, William, we'll come back. We'll take some more calls, and we'll go on. We'll wrap up the program, okay? And William Kennedy is my guest. Our number 1-800-259-9231. I'm Michael Corbin, filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yeah.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
And we continue. I'm Michael Corbin, sitting in for Alex Jones. And by the way, I'm host of A Closer Look, which is heard on GCN 5 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 to 10 Eastern, right here on GCN and among the affiliates that carry the program, and also via a live Internet audio stream available through GCN as well. And tonight on my program, we're going to be going into depth concerning the totalization program that they want to slam through, making it possible for illegal immigrants to take Social Security money away from you. We're going to cover that that topic tonight. Also, I'm going to be interviewing David Ray Griffin, talking about his book, The New Pearl Harbor. That's coming up tonight on A Closer Look, 5 o'clock Mountain, 7 Eastern, right here on GCN. Let's get back to my guest, William Kennedy, author of Lucifer's Lodge. And, Bill, I want to get to the the rest of these calls, and I want to have you give out information about how people can get the book.
Sure.
Let's take Charlie from South Carolina. Good afternoon, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
how
Charlie.
Are you?
I have a question for Mr. Kennedy.
Sure.
When did the 501(c) come into being?
The 501(c), what is that, sir?
That's a nonprofit.
Tax exempt.
Yeah.
For the clergy.
I'm not familiar with tax exemption for clerics. I'm not an attorney.
Well, anyway, I think that's got a lot to do with what's going on. They shut up all the good religious people by doing that.
Yeah, well, that's how they control them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's got a lot to do with what's going on, that 501(c).
That's it. Thanks, Charlie, for your call. Let's take Carol in Arkansas. Good afternoon, Carol. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Kennedy, what is the number to get your book?
There is not a number. You can order it online at luciferslodge.net.
But if we're not online, then what?
You could get it at any Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Okay, it can be ordered then.
It can be ordered at any Barnes & Noble bookstore. There's one bookstore I can give you a number for, Seven Stars in Cambridge, Mass. It's 617-547-1317. 617-547-1317.
Gotcha.
And they carry it and can ship it anywhere around the world.
Very good.
Okay.
I'm anxious to read your book. Addressing some of these issues, I don't know if you are familiar with Dr. Alexander Hislop's book, The Two Babylons or The Worship of Nimrod, which was originally published in 1853, but that book is still available, and it will show you how pagan worship became into the worship of both the Catholic Church and then to some degree in not so much into the Christian Church, because at that time, they were using the what we now call the Authorized Version or the Text of Reception.
I will have to take a look at that book. Yeah.
Well, it has a lot of the symbolisms in it that will also are used by the Masonic Order.
It's all similar. These things are all similar.
You will see Osiris, Isis, Horus, Baphomet. All of that you will see goes back, and you see Constantine, known in his time as the pagan wolf, realized that the Christian group was a growing phenomenon, a powerful group of people that he had to control, and he could harness that by seemingly going along with them. And actually, he had a man named Origen of that period.
I mention Origen in my book.
Okay, well, as you then know, that was the period of the Gnostics and the Gnostic Gospels, which the Apostle Paul talked about.
Okay, Carol, we're going to have to go. We're up against the clock here, so I'm sorry. Thank you for your call. Bill, give out the information real quick.
You can get my book online at luciferslodge.net or at amazon.com.
Okay, very good. And thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
And we'll be in touch, okay?
Very good.
All right, and sorry we couldn't take the rest of the callers, but I will be here tomorrow, same time, 10 o'clock Mountain, 12 Eastern, and I'll be filling in for Alex tomorrow and Wednesday. And again, check out my website, www.4aclosterlook.com. For Alex Jones, thank you for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here.